God. We have one more storyteller this half, guys. He is formerly of the wonderful band The Shock Tees, currently a best-selling horror novelist off the book Dark Satellites. This is Tyler Patterson.
Woo! You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I didn't prepare anything because this is a story that I tell a lot because people love to hear about the real-life relationship I have with the paranormal. I'm currently working on a book that'll probably never be out called My Haunted History, which documents all the times that my family has been plagued with these weird, like, supernatural events. This is one of those times. It happened when I was in between my junior and senior year of college. It was 2005. I was the assistant director of a rec hall in Maine, which was so sparse that we had to make the fun for the kids as best we could. We had no budget. We had, like, pretty much nothing. So there was, like, pool tables on slants. There were broken ping pong tables. It was not the best place for kids to, like, really express themselves and have fun. But we'd go outside. We'd play capture the flag. We'd play indoors when it was raining. But there was one day where it got particularly rainy. And so they were getting bored. And when kids get bored, it gets terrifying. Just because boredom spreads and they need to be entertained. That's why they're here. That's why I have this job. So I sat down and me and my infinite wisdom decided to start telling them ghost stories, real ones too, which is what you should do to kids who are 8 years old to about 14 years old and then send them home to their parents without telling the parents that I did that. Whoops. But during the course of the story, I hit on a story that involves a Ouija board. And my family's had some weird interactions with Ouija boards that we have on film. We have actual pictures and stuff from it. And as that story's going on, a little girl from the group goes, "Oh, I have a Ouija board at my house, at my cabin." And all the kids are like, "No, bring it in tomorrow, bring it in. And immediately I'm like, no, we're not going to bring in a Ouija board. We're not going to play with this stuff. This stuff is, you know, I'm just telling you these stories to pass the time. It's not real. Oh, but you said it was real. You said this happened. I know I did, but this isn't something that we should do here." And one of the little kids came up to me and tugged me on the shirt and said, "Can we please bring it in? I really want to talk to my grandfather. He died last year." That was my exact reaction too. How can you say no to that? And so I was like, all right, I have to somehow stay in control of this. And so I said, all right, bring it in. And we're going to prove that this doesn't work, that this is just a happy place where only happy things happen. Right? This sounds like a setup for a horror movie. So she brings in the Ouija board. And I say, all right, here's what we're going to do. All the kids, like, gather around this one table. And I'm going to do the Ouija with the girl that brought it in. Because I make up some BS about how Ouija boards only work best with a male and female energy. You know, it sounded cool at the time, and they were just like, yeah, I've heard that. So I sit down, and the girl sitting across from me is probably about 9 or 10 years old. Very, very young, very always plays by the rules. She's never broken a rule, so I know she's, for lack of a better term, trustworthy. And I tell them that we're both going to put our hands on the planchet, and we're going to close our eyes and look down so our subconscious can't move our hands around to any letters or anything like that. I tell everyone else, I give one of the kids, I'm like, Bobby, you write down any letter that it stops on. If it stops on yes, no, you write it down. Everyone else, do not make any noise. Because if you make noise, it's going to ruin everything. I didn't tell them why, but they were just like, yeah, I've heard that. So we sit down, and now it's like a bright sunny day. Yes, the day before was all rainy and nasty, and it's a beautiful sunny day outside, but they all want to stay inside and do this. And so I figured, let's just get this over with and then get them outside. Get them hopped up on sugar and then kick them back to their parents. So I put my hands on the planchet and I close my eyes and put my head down. I kind of peek up and the girl across from me is doing the exact same thing. And so I start asking the basic questions, you know, is there anybody here? It kind of moves around a little bit and I can hear the other kids who are watching just kind of being like, oh, ooh. And I'm like, no, guys, nope, no noise. And I'm like, is there anyone that wants to talk? What is that smell? And I was just like, oh, it was Andy. And I'm like, all right, no talking. But I'm just kind of being goofy like that. Then I actually feel it start to move. And I think that the girl across from me is doing it. But I keep my eyes closed and I get a very distinct flash in my head of an image, not unlike the image from The Ring where the girl is standing on a cliff and then jumps off. That's the image that pops immediately into my head and I can feel my blood run cold. And I hear the kids start to make this weird noise too, like not like a excited weird, but like oh, something's happening weird. And so I start saying, is there something you'd like to tell us? And it's kind of the plant just kind of moving and kind of stopping, kind of moving around this way. And then it would circle and then pop off the edge of the board. And I kind of pick it up and reset it. It would start moving and then it would pop off the edge of the board again. So I'd reset it. And I felt like I might be asking the wrong questions. And so I said, is there something you need to tell me? But after that, I said, is there something you need to do? And that's when it really started moving. Started moving over here, started moving this way. And you can see, like, look at all the hair on my arm standing up. Mm-hmm. It still freaks me out to this day. And I hear Bobby writing down all the letters that it's stopping on. And all of a sudden, it moves again and then very quickly just pops off the edge of the board. And then the feeling lifts. It's like the first day of spring when you open up a window and you kind of get that thick spring air after a winter of stale air. It just kind of feels like that, like, woof, it's gone. And so I was like, all right, let's see the paper. Take a look at the paper and it's just random letters. Doesn't make any sense. It's like an O, an L, a D, just like old something, something, and it ends in the number 2. And I was like, this doesn't. So I was like, see, guys, this doesn't make sense. And some of the kids are trying to decode it. They're like, well, maybe it's a code. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. And they decided that it stood for old school dudes somehow. So the majority of them went off and they were like, all right, we're the old school dudes. Let's go outside. I call old school dudes. And that's how they started playing. But there was one of the kids, the kind of more shy, quiet kid, grabs a piece of paper and starts saying the letters phonetically. And when he did that, I stopped and said, wait, say that again. Why are you saying that? And he said it again, and I realized that if you said the letters phonetically, it kind of loosely sounded like a Spanish phrase. The phrase, hoy es el día que juego Dio, salto, which means today is the day I play God, I jump. I still have that paper. Yeah, I still have that paper. And to this day, every time I see that girl that we did the Ouija experiment with, she comes up to me and she goes, that girl was sad. To this day, we can never really have a full conversation because of that. Thank you.